Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Green reaches second base with a double. Runnels moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from White and he is safe. Kaline steals third. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline scores. Harris moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Gurnett moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. White reaches second base with a double. Gurnett scores. Button goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Green hits a fly ball into center field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen throws the ball into Button, who tags Yost trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mossy moves to third. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-1 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-1 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-1 in the game. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Green reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Button strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bowling moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. Bowling scores. Kaline moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Two outs. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Coot Veal. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing shortstop. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen strikes out. 1 out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. he's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mossy is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 4 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lepsio scores. Yost moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline is walked intentionally. Yost moves to third. Keene moves to second. Leo Keeley now pitching. Gus Zerniel pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Keene scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Gus Zerniel. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Groth moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Ike DeLock now pitching. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 4 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Paul Foytak now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.